is as if he stipulated. Stam, kiperush, as if he stipulated. Now, that's only by Matona. But by get, if he gave a get, and he didn't stipulate that it's only if I emati. He didn't say it, just gave the get, stam. And then he gets well. Is the get valid or not? Maybe he gave it a get only to save her from chalitza. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, me paskel like Rabbi Barov, I think, that who claim that we do not say stomach kiperusha by get. Because if we would say stomach kiperusha, then not only that, they will interpret. They will, what is stomach kiperusha? That if it gets well, the get is canceled. The get is canceled. And if it doesn't get well, the get is a get. So apparently the get is chal when he dies. But here's get lachamisa. So for that reason, they said no. He cannot back out of the get at all. They don't say stomach kiperusha. And if it's in connection with this, that the Gemara asked the question and the answer that we have in connection with something else, the Gemara asked, if menato stomach is kiperusha. So how can you do? How can you do it? But no, we're talking about the gift. Yeah. Rather, whatever. Let's see the other one. Is there a shame? You only just get lachamis. So the Gemara asked me, "Can me the medarai so loy have a gift?" And Mishum Gizera Shalina Neishesish. I don't know. And the Gemara repeats that thing. Called the Mekadesh, Adata Rabbana Mekadesh. Talkin Rabbana the Kiddushim in there. And again the Gemara asks Tina, the Kodesh Bechaspe. Kodesh B'yemai Kalamena. Amalei Shav Yur Rabbana Ibn Asubiris. The same thing as Ram and Gemara. Yeah. Same thing. No?
I'm trying to dance, give it over the Torah, dance.
Gambling, because usually you're in a farish, so you didn't say it's only a smachta. Even though you said you're willing to give it, but you didn't say you didn't make it deny and you could use my couple that your mom was ready to give it. Here, you said, what do you do with you make 100% of the battle or deny?
No, I'm not talking about start, I'm talking about the matana, giving the matana, and then you get well.
So we'll take
it on that you wouldn't have given it if you had known you're going to get well.
It's the same gender, it's gambling, but first of all, there's a machlokes about smachta, but it's kind of like, and even though you say lo kanya, smachta lo kanya, the air condition when it's not this kind, according to everybody. As one is all his hashbonis to the business. And so the Meisher says that it's then the smachta is kind. Well, all right, you may compare it to it, and it has the same reason, that he only gave it because he expects to die. And that's why when he gets well again, he wants to back out of his matan. On that condition, he didn't give it. He didn't stipulate the condition, but he didn't give it. And that's halacha. Halacha is that apparently everybody, even those who hold asmachta kanye, but nevertheless here they go into his mentality that he gave it only because he expected to die. By a get, probably also the same thing.
Gilly das.
By get, probably also the same.
The Gilly das problem, by get.
By get, he gave that get stamp. But when did he give it a get? When he is on his deathbed, so to speak.
That's Gilly das. Doesn't work again. We have to afford.
What? He didn't. He didn't. Rabune Bama says, Tome Kippurusha, Baget as well. But Abba or Rabbi, we can behold like Rabbi or Rabbi, as Aloha, like them, they claim that it's Tome is not like Kippurusha. As long as they didn't stipulate Imari, therefore, the get is get, even if it gets well. But apparently, why don't we go into his mentality? And his mentality obviously seems to be that he gave the get only on that condition.
That's the problem with you, because the fact is, we know what he thinks. So what do you care what he thinks? What he said this counts. You told him he's going to die, the doctor came and said he's going to die, who's going to die? He said, okay, I'll give the get. So obviously, it was in that whole condition of the discussion over there, obviously it was totally in the discussion.
Gilead the Gita Lamel Sir is also.
That's what remember we money, said. We had the money, the $300, the $300, whatever it is. He first they was set up on $300, and then they turned them down to $100. And then what is it later on? That was all, but that wasn't even the time when he said the whole thing, when he gave the get. So the fact that he knew that he was going to die, it's only his mind. But he said the words, Hareza Gita, finished. That's all everything else he
does. Yeah, but good, but we need our Eritreina also.
But the words are words. We can't worry about what's in his mind.
That is true. That is
true. Everything else Gili does.
But Bagila Badas, I think we had already, remember we said there are three kinds of Gili Badas. Remember we said that three is one of them.
Let's hear him again.
Yeah. The Tosha says that three cases.
Because if he gets
better, you said the get is not bad. When is it well if he doesn't get bad, if he dies? So apparently the get takes effect when he dies. But he has get like him.
Because people will think.
People would think. So
now when he gives the get, it's automatically liberation.
Yeah, well, that's it. So that's why, as he gave it a get, and it didn't make any stipulations, say, Marty, why Marty? Then liberation.
Even if later he gets well or not.
He gets well, that's it, exactly. That's the opinion of Rabbi and all that, and the law is like that. We can make some more distinctions. I mean, as far as you are asking about Gilead Das, we can make some distinctions. But, you see, the fact that he didn't give the get all, and he married so many years, nothing happened. When he's sick in bed and he expects to die, all of a sudden he gives it a get. So, I mean, there are, even though he didn't stipulate it, but it becomes so evident
that he gave it
because of that. Mm-hmm. So therefore, logic would say that when he gets well, the get should not be valid. That was conditioned upon his death. If we would say before the Shemati, then naturally it would depend upon that condition. But here, he didn't say it. He didn't say it. All right, you use Gilead Das. So the Kasha, we pass get talking that way. That the fact that he didn't say it makes the get valid. All right, but it comes out the same way. All right? So, you get China. Now.
Well, what's the
matana?
What's the matana?
The Shema gives him a tone. Even though he didn't say it, I give it to you because I don't expect to live. Nevertheless, we assume that it is because he feels he's going to go anyway. So we might as well distribute it. So, if he doesn't die, he has a right to retract. Not so by again. Okay. Shimra Sharit says Ligarish Ligarish Altnai Im Yomul Kidei Shalati Plefne Yovim Bim Omat Loisia Migoreshes Nada Lachatchile. What do we do Lachatchile? If a person sick in bed expects to die and he wants to give his wife a get Altnai. If he dies, the get will be a get. So she won't have to, she won't need chalitza. If he doesn't die, if he gets well again, then the get should not be valid and he should live with his wife again. So why, how do we give her the get? We have to stipulate the, how do we stipulate? So Shmuel, the Gemara says the way Shmuel did it and the way the Shulchan copies him. He has to be careful. Atnai has to be just both positive and negative, and hen koydim the lav, and nai koydim the maise. In other words, if I die, then the get will be a get. Not the get will be a get if I die. Then the maise before the tnai. As with nai koydim the maise. All right. So, but then we have another problem. Since the problem. So what does it say? First it has to be, if I die, the get will be a get. If I don't die, April, he has to say, the get should not be a get. So that's hen koydim lalav, and tnai koydim lamais. But if you start, and it's nikov, but you start if I die. And person doesn't want to start with parunis, with the possibility of dying. So you want to start if I don't die. But then that would be lav koydim lamais. So what we do is we do it three. Mm. It starts with the if I don't die, it should not be a get. If I die, it is a get, and if I don't die, it should not be a get. So in other words, the last two alternatives are the ten koydim lamais. The first one we only introduce, he should feel better. It shouldn't be magnum the coronis.
Yeah, but it's such a for a feeling of you know, is that really a new thing? Like maybe there's such a new psychology, but isn't when the Torah teaches you how to do it, that it's ten called the love, and now you're saying love and love. Yeah, is that a new thing which is not what the Torah is saying?
No, the same the bottom of the Mishnah. So in the Torah you have ten called the love and my called the lamaise. The reason he began was only because of feeling. We shouldn't start with a negative. Start with a positive. So that's it. So that's what the Mahaba says here. What does he do? So he gave Im lo kishanoshana aged Im loy mati loy yeged Ve'im mati yeheged liyachshov Im loy mati loy yeheged. So why did they have to repeat again then loy mati? You said it in the beginning. Kedei sheyei atnai kofel v'hen koydim lelav v'lo yiftach pif tchile leparashis. That's why he asked twice now.
When did you say Rav Hashem will be alright? Why did you say in this whole...
That's it.
Why did they copy it? Just throw in another thing and let him just say Rav Hashem will be well. And if he doesn't die, then he's
dead.
And if he dies, then he's
dead
again. If he doesn't die, it's not again.
You have to have twice.
That's what I'm saying. But why do you have to start? The first statement is, why can't you just say Rav Hashem will be well?
What?
Same thing.
That's it. So he said that if I don't die, so I don't. I mean, they didn't have that.
He's worried. Why do we use why don't we just say a nice thing?
But if you say, hopefully,
No, but I'm just saying, you don't even need all the...
There's a pantomime. If a person gives a seller zulich doka, which is a yekibini, there is a tabikom. So they all ask, is it a tabikom or is it a chair? Yeah. So one of the terutzim, one of the very good terutzim, the difference between a Jew and a goy. See, he says Bishvili doesn't say Almanos. He doesn't say Almanos. Almanos would be, if my son gets well, then the tzedakah is valid. If my son doesn't get well, the tzedakah. That's what I'm going. If a goy gives it, he wants a practical benefit. And if the benefit is not there, he doesn't. A Jew doesn't do that. A Jew gives tzedakah b'cholay, but it happens b'shvili yichah b'ni ala yichah. The only thing I hope that the next school is b'shvil sheyichah b'ni. I hope in schools of that, that yichah b'ni. But it doesn't stipulate conditions. It doesn't condition it. This is it. Well, and actually when he gives the get, he has to be before 2 8.
That's
what
makes like a day before
you give the get. No, Bishas Mesire. You have to have 2 8. That's what he said. All right? So, Bios, if he made all the three stipulations, he a bottle me up kishayamut. If he gets up, he stipulated only for that. As soon as he gets well, he doesn't have to be say I back out. It's automatically backed out. Then yitze shelo yizbatel miyad kishayamut. I think that's what you asked before. Elad mantloine. Yoyma, that's what I told you. They introduced the zman. He mentions a certain time. Negative, positive, negative. Okay.
Get the longer time.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Say, what I said, the Achashu Loshon Chachomim. They dwell upon the Loshon Chachomim. Somehow the Chachomim formulated a certain, let's say like an eight says, Befone Nechteri, Befone Nechteri. Dafki, they say Dafki Lim Loshon, that Loshon. Here too, Mati Yom Loi Mati. No, it's not Miyake. It's not miyakim.
I know, but even if you want to say that, that's longer than what I'm asking before. So then we shouldn't make a tonight. Yeah. We're making a tonight, a triple tonight, because we don't want to make start out on Purim.
Yeah.
Why don't we, let's keep them. Did the Chachamim say this in the Gemara?
Yeah, Shmuel. It's in Shmuel. Shmuel
made
that
like that. They make
this. Yeah, the Gemara explained that thing. On that basis, we adopted it. We adopt. Of course, if he says, if he doesn't care and he's missed the first Leimati, as long as he said the last two, that would be valid. Of course. And then the Ramor makes reference behind the Karma Semi Kuflam and Kuvnundala. Where the Kuflam is? Kuvnundala. Sit Kuflamadala. Mashmeka, that you're much better on the Lord.
So
the Pesach Shuvah says, Hutor Satfis. Afus. Instead of Kuf Lamedal, it should say Kuf Nundal. And not Kuf
Lamedal.
Kuf Chavdal. Anyway, it should be Kuf Nundal, Sif Kuf. And he claims that it doesn't, is not Makbet at all. That you have to say exactly that logic.
Yeah. I don't think that Pesach Tshuva mentions that.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm quoting
it.
Well,
I'll say in English,
Martin. Martin is, if I die.
If I die.
Isn't it
like with my death?
No. With the Allah.
I know, but let's see.
If If I die, then they get now. It says reaction. That's it. It's the same thing. That's what I must say. Even though it's the same thing, nevertheless, if he says in Hebrew, he should use the term Matim Lemat. Because that's the way the Chacham. We have it in that way in the Mishnah. Yes. So use the retain that expression.
Since Mati is the Nashon Abba.
Mati is the Nashon Abba. Yeah. If I die. Homage would probably sound better, but anyway, that's the Lashon Chacham.
Well, there is a difference.
Yeah, what is it?
The difference is when the person says if he dies, a Macy, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So the point is that it's happening to him.
Yeah.
Almost, he's doing it himself.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference.
It's a
passive thing. Not with my death, but it means that
if my death happens.
Yes, that's right. It doesn't mean
if I
die,
if my
the
death
whole concept of Amr was that a person says that he's going to accomplish it, he doesn't do it.
Agav, in the Hasidic world, in the Meilon, they say a Macy.
What?
In my Hasidim, they read it a Macy.
That's how I would read it.
Literature is a Macy. And the Pidigrik is a Macy, not a Macy. Macy means my death, my Meshali.
So you say it should be Mati, a pasa.
Mati, a pasa under the name, and the top is the top. Mati.
Mati.
That I recognize. It's very hard.
Someone asked a shayla, whatever it has to do with this one. Someone asked a shayla, which is worth more, gold or silver? Gold, of course, is more kosher, yeah? Mm-hmm. Which is nicer, a comet or a segel? Comet is a thompson, you know. Segel is balik, and segula, you know. So segel is kosher. So why is zohar, which is kosher, but then kesir, has comets and kesir, which is less kosher, has segula? Should be the opposite. So he answered, now it's that way, but there will come a time. But to reserve Nasala in the Kurusakesh and the Kurusinkesh to put on himself. You understand? Yeah, the Kurus will be transferred. So that is we discussed that Mishnah. The Moshe said to Mati, and the Sanger goes, okay, Macy, which is Nuni. That's why I say in Poland and Galicia, probably Hungary, they say Macy. And literally they say, she will read it Mati. All right, now, what I'd like to say is this, before I go to the next scene, we have a lot of shyness with that, I get up now. As I said before, shyness with Breda, we have other shyness too. We have a shyness if we go into the mentality of the person. Even if he says Mehayuri, it doesn't mean from this moment. He has in his mind, what do I give her to get in order to flee her from Khalid? That's only if I die. But if I don't die, why should I? So even though he says Mehayuri in his mind, he means, as I told you before, Mehayim Shani. And even if he says, May Akshah, Some claim even if he says may Achshav, he doesn't mean it. He means also later. Therefore, some were after to, they wanted him to stipulate. To stipulate clearly and distinctly that the Pesach Teshuvah has a whole discussion of Achreinim, a whole list that even if he said Mahayim or Me'achshav, first of all,
we have a simple solution to that.
Huh?
We have a simple solution.
What is the simple solution?
A time of the day.
But he said, let me say first that Sakon is the Rime Paris. In Paris, the Rime Paris of Bude, it was one of the Balatesis, towards the very end of that. Kufis Balatesis. So the Rime Paris was because of that, the mentality, what are the, and this question comes up, there's no shock. This question comes up when people are very sick and about to die. They prevail upon him to give a gift in order to save the wife from a chalitza. So the Rime Paris was so worried whether it would be worded properly, and even if it's worded, whether he understood exactly. So he maintained, we'll have that later, but I'm not quoting it later, that a get should be given without tenoya. And that, by the way, is also a teretz. Tosfos said it, apparently his teretz. The kashya is, you know, the Gemara says, Kol ha-yotzeh l'chemes beis David get pieces choice of vision. So David didn't lechot. What did he say? So Rashi, not his plan, Elan Pshar, Shad Kol ha-yotzeh l'chemes beis David doesn't get a bitnai, if he doesn't come back. So even if he said Mahayoyim, if he said, if I don't come back, the Maya, meaning as long as I live, so again a kash of light again
right.
So what do we have to say? That we have to say Mehayoyim, Me'achshav. But even if you say Me'achshav,
when he come back,
the Shaila is, and suppose he will come back.
But he's not.
It's a chasavakeshes ish. How he didn't accomplish too much.
And then he not told him to go to her.
And then
Then
he told her to go to her. And then he sent him up front. But you see, there are so many caches up there on that terrace. Even if he'd said Mehayoy, let's say, even if he'd said Mehayoy Meyaksha, again, what did I say before? But suppose he would stay alive, so the get would not be a get, so we didn't accomplish it. So what did he tell him? Faren for David, he didn't faren for David. Shah David had the Bashevis. So that's why the Rime Paris came up with his pshat and kol ha-yotzeh l'chemes beis David get k'risus kos v'lishta b'stam, without tenoyah. And when he came back, there would be a remarriage. I mentioned to you that that will be in the discussion. I hope I'll give you a special talk on that, how it evolved. Based on that Gemara, how it evolved the various, what they do with the army today. Out of his man, it's a get already. But he did, first of all, he did come back. Uriah came back. And then he sent him in front. David sent him to send him back to his wife, he didn't want to go. And come to my son, and then come out.
Maybe he wants her, if I don't come back.
And that's what we do. I mean, this is what Machaba mentioned, Montplain. That's Montplain.
Yeah.
We do mention that Montplain to cover something. Anyway, but the kasha is, if it's only a condition, how did David do what he did? She was still a suffocatious age. I mean, we didn't accomplish, we wanted for him for David, and we didn't for him for him.
No.
So he had learned Shadow in the Paris. Yet Kelis is place of Leishte. Come again.
That's what the Gemara says.
What now?
The Gemara says,
Yet Kelis is place of Leishte. Learn Shad. Yet Kelis means stop. But I think it's stupid of
this. That's what the Pasha
says. Yeah. So, now that's the way they're in the Paris. Rashi learned Shad that he gave him a get
to come back
at night. So at night, if we didn't answer David's behavior,
but
the fact is that he was still living,
he was still married,
the husband, and as a result, in case, even if you said Mehayon, even if you said Meyachshav, let's say, but as long as he is alive, there's a suffix, because it's conditioned upon his death, and he's not coming back, as opposed to he will come back. So that's why the Rime Pari says that the get should be given stun without any conditions. Mm-hmm. When he came back, he would have to remarry her again. So Basheva was really a penuya altogether. The din is now that I entered also Yukashi. How did he send him back? Who asked this? You sent him.
Yeah,
you asked him back. How did he send him back? He sent him back.
The din is
as long there is no Masig Rishos. Masig Rishos is the chart if she married someone.
Yeah.
But if she's in service, he said there is no Easter of Masig Rishos. So he could send him back. According to Rime Paris, that Tash is also taken.
Send him back and he married her.
But I don't understand that
David has a relationship with
her.
Did he marry
Bathsheba?
Later.
Later he married.
So he
after
the first
Peter was killed in the
front. The first years with the Penuya.
But
how
did he
ever
be able for Penuya?
How did he have the first beer?
Well, that's
why he did shuva about
her.
Huh? Because he said,
"Follow, I'm the house
daughter."
The
Eishes Ish,
Rashi says.
Yeah.
If you say
the Eishes Ish is removed. Only the Eishes Ish, but not the Eishes Penuya.
Only the
Eishes
Penuya.
If he takes her as a Pelagian, but he didn't take her that time as a Pelagian. Would he have taken her? He wouldn't send her back to her.
Yeah.
So apparently he didn't take it.
It wasn't so bad.
He didn't take it as a Pelagish yet. Later he could marry her.
But Pelagish is some kind of condition anyway, isn't it, right?
Shaila Bara Pelagish, the definition of Pelagish,
it tells him
of Lagish Shonim. One says there's Kedushin without Shuvah.
So that would make it awesome for her because she's already Master Grusha.
If I said it was Kedushin. There was none.
Does anyone say Pelagish is with no Kedushin and nothing?
Not anyone. That's only a Melech. Machlech again, Machlech to the Shonim. Whether the Rim Pelagis is applicable only to a Mela?
No, but does anyone hold it that Pelagis has no Kedushin at all, even if whoever is shot to a Mela?
But she has to be Miyuchat.
But so then maybe Miyuchat. If Master Yukla wouldn't be like Master Yukla Mela,
she never was married?
It's not really if
there was no Kedushin.
So maybe he was even more to it.
Maybe.
It was Miyachner as a Pelagish, there's no Kedushin, and therefore you could tell as you got being Master Grushas.
It's only according to that sheet.
Yeah, it's only according to that.
That Pelagish is without Kedushin. But if I said Pelagish is with Kedushin.
Yeah.
So there was no Kedushin. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is this. What the Rime Paris made a takone that Yitin should be given without condition. Without condition, for fear maybe it's not, it will not be worded properly, and we have now, and maybe it's rare. Maybe when he says him the Hayyema Meyachshav, he doesn't mean it. He means go from Yema Misa. When he's still in the last minute, even though he says now,
even though that's Dvarim Shivalev,
yeah, but.
That's such a strong branch of a land that we counted.
Well, that's it. Of course, it's obvious. I told you there are three kinds of branch of a land. Some of them are have them altogether, and others are, even if you don't explain it, we assume this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a case where somebody works for the army, such as Connor, something like it. Did I get to his wife?
Well, that's what they did in Israel when there was war against the Arabs. The soldiers were coming and going. So whenever they went to the war, they were afraid. So they gave a gift. At least they gave, they didn't give a gift, but they gave an order to write a gift. It was Rimana, a Sefer, an Edom, a Shalir, a Kisut Nugin. So, of course, after he's dead, they couldn't give the gift. They couldn't give it. I didn't get Lachamisa. Also, if he is shell shot, a gift, no gift can be given. So, there's suffix. Shell shock. I mean, he loses his mind. The only thing that let's say if he is wounded, but he is still in his mind, then he was captured. You see that he was in captivity.
We don't know where he is.
And we assume that he erech memonisha. Either she's an almona or she's a mugresh. So that was the get was almanazah. You don't have cause for
this. But if you say the absolute,
yeah.
So why is he become a tikkush afterwards? Why is not good again?
What?
Let's say he's tikkush the absolute.
Yeah. Well, may asham no, but they don't like to get tonight about. They wait, let's say, a year or two and after he's lost. They don't know whether he is dead or he's captured. Yeah. Okay. If they're ready to get right away, then it's
there's no problem. Yeah.
So I once had that's what I also asked in the question. I had an idea. You see, they used to send out soldiers after they were trained. Then they used to send them to Europe or to the Orient, you know, to fight the Japanese. So I had an idea that we should write one huge gift before they leave, before they
should
go into the Jewish soldiers, we get them all their names and their wives' names, and before they leave, we should have one huge gift, and in case they don't come, whoever doesn't come back, we'll be taken care of. Because the Mishnah has that case.
Cool.
One gift for many women, for many couples. Well,
must divorce.
Fortunately, when I suggested that, it was still in the war. Eben Moshe said it would be valid. I mean, there's no question of that. Mishnah and Gemara. The only thing is we would have to introduce something new altogether, you know, among the Jewish soldiers. And how many most of them don't even know what it is. We would have to explain it to them. But anyway, the war terminated, Baruch Hashem, and we didn't have to come to it. But if the war had continued, like a 30-year war, remember, in history?
30-year war.
In
England, 100 years.
In that case, we would have, yeah. And in Israel today, even though officially there's no war, but there is war. There is war. Going into the areas where the Arabs live, or Sakona.
Yeah,
wounded. Yeah. But every now and then you lose a soldier, sure. Soldiers are killed. So officially war goes on, but it's not such on a large scale that we should be. You have 113 Arabs against 3 Jews in the fight. But they kill otherwise. They kill, you know, in the other areas, not in Shechem, not in their area, but in other areas. Buses, you know, they bomb out of existence. So it's. But anyway, a ghetto of Nai. So this is Darim Paris. All right, Darim Paris did away with Nai. However, even Darim Paris was aware of the fact that sometimes you can do it. Let's say a chole. All right, if you can prevail upon him to give a get stam. But first of all, if he is a kohen, he can give a stam. If he gives stam, that's it. then he is not allowed to remarry her when he gets well. Secondly, even if he's not a kohen, you go to him and you tell him, give a get stamp. Means, oh, they already, I'm written off, I'm already doomed. You can't do this after a person is sick.
So by David,
yeah,
they didn't have the, it's not based on the Kish, the Kahanim, were the Kahanim involved in the Muhammad?
The Kohanim didn't have it. Only only those who are Me'esem or Maila. That's only non-Leviyah, non-Kohanim.
Non-Kohanim. The Kohanim didn't go into those Mechamim.
Didn't go to the Mechamim.
The Leviyim not?
The only thing here is the Mishnah says, Meshur Mechamim also not in the Mechamim, not in the front. But the only thing here is, when it's like a very, when there's a Sankona, you know, and make them, then Chosin of Apostle, So then in that case, I presume there would be no distinction between Kohen and non-Kohen. Everyone would have to go.
That's, yeah, but they're...
And the offensive, and the offensive...
But they still wouldn't write a gift for their wives, the Kohen. I
mean,
it would be terrible.
Well, yeah, the Kohen, if they did write, it would be conditional.
Yeah, they have, if they did
it would be conditional. And that's it, but a Kohen, we can't help it.
The Kohen,
we can't allow it. It has to be off now. And today, as I said before, a chole that is on his deathbed, you cannot talk to him as if he is. You have to talk to him. If chalila v'chas, but the likelihood is that you'll get. And then that's chus. That's what I explained to the chole. And that's chus.
Not well, really the lashon. The lashon starts off with the positive.
That's it. So that's what we have to do. We have to calm them. They should not. They should not think this is already riding off.
What happens when
the man was
in a coma?
They can't do anything. In a coma can't do a thing. Can't do a thing. A coma has to have das. A coma has to have das. So that's why we do today. There are more that soon happen. Let's go on.
Okay, can I just ask one question on this?
Yes.
Ask the question. I mean, I don't know, theoretically speaking, is it possible that when somebody who has bans convert a get, even after the head gets married, you give it over to the Beis Din, stipulating that if I lose my das, this get will be, the time, the second before I lost my
dance.
Is that such a
just thing? Just like what I mean, yeah, that's what I had, like we said before. As long as I'm alive, meaning with dance.
Right.
My dance is with dance, that's considered life. Yeah, and a chanam, it could be done. In other words, it's a condition. It gets to be as of now. Conditions upon a state of mind, which is not a.
The beginning of the game. You don't want to do that because it's just generally unnecessary in most cases.
Let's say somebody was getting also a leg disease. This is going to be so. Maybe at the beginning. At the beginning, he remembers the old when he was younger.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember when he was older. So therefore, in that time, probably you could get him to give a get because eventually.
We're talking about when does a person give a get? When he is in a sacrament, you know.
Yeah.
And when you do it. It's the person feels very bad. Now you say that right after when they get married they should make such a statement.
I didn't say I just suggested it.
No, but you only have to do it that way. You could do it.
Someone say he wasn't when he got married.
Why can't you do it in a condition though? No. Isn't this something the conservatives wanted to do?
The conservatives wanted to do that.
What did they want to do exactly?
They wanted that every kiddushin should be stipulated on at night.
Yeah.
That the kiddushin should be hal only if they
right,
if everything goes right.
Yeah.
But if it should come to a divorce and he will refuse to, if it should come to a divorce and he should refuse to cooperate, in that case. In that case,
this whole procedure should self-destruct.
It's not that they don't either get right away, but that would be so obviously wrong. But in that case, it gives them the power, it's the mana. You be the safer, you be the...
Okay, but let's say, can we do something whereby we would say, that he makes the Kiddushin, he says he makes the Kiddushin, on the condition that he is not Nietzsche Pradaiso. But if he's Nietzsche Pradaiso, he's not Nietzsche Pradaiso ever. In the future, he will not be Nietzsche Pradaiso. He's a brave. He won't become crazy.
Oh, yeah. So therefore?
So he makes some kind of stipulation in his Kedushin as to how, what will happen.
Well, the idea is this. The idea is, you can make stipulations on Kedushin, but by Nisuyim, the Gemara says there's no Tanakh in Nisuyim. So that's why the Orthodoxy came out against the conservatives.
Oh, that's the reason?
That's one of the reasons. The main reason. But the Gemara says,